All right, here we are. Everyone settle down before you all drive to Ohio and try to beat the shit out of us. We'll cover the big topic of the day.
What's that?
The juice has been fully squeezed.
The juice was set loose.
Probably a man who obviously is best known for his part in Roots from the 1970s.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. I don't know him from anything else ever.
I'm not a guy who lived a criminal life.
Certainly not.
From his lips to God's ears, right? That settles that. Well, before we get into that, though, we had been wanting to make note of this. I believe, was it on yesterday's OT show? One of the 9 OT shows we've fucking done this week.
We supposed to be off this week. So I'm at third show this week.
Jesus, man.
Fuck's going on here?
We didn't clarify it on the last OT or whatever it was about like how I had surgery and that's why we're not doing a show Sunday. But now we've done like 3 shows in a row, so it's like kind of weird.
Could have done a fucking show.
I know. I just didn't have time to...
Well, you were laid up for quite a few days and on meds and...
Like I didn't have time to prepare an outline.
Right. You deserve a little break. You just react to... We react to the news Dave gives us on these OTs.
That's easy.
So I'm like, all right, I'm not as sore as I thought I would be, so I'll drive over for an OT.
Yeah. Or 2.
Or 3.
Fucking Christ. Alas, we are not leaving you empty-handed this Sunday, as we're known to do every now and then, except for when these guys just make us take time off at Christmas. I'm still against it, but when I get that union going, we'll change all that.
You don't seem to be against it the last 2 weeks of the year when you're lounging around doing nothing.
Doing my holiday cuck tour. Cucks Across America, the holiday tour.
Holiday edition.
Show up in a Santa hat and just dick down a life. We're going to do something a little bit different as just a very much one-off.
Ian's laughing. He's picturing you as Santa going into a house. Ho, ho, ho.
I was also thinking about that one Reddit comment from forever ago where they're like, I'm a new listener. Why do they always talk about cuckolding so much?
That was funny.
Why the fuck wouldn't you talk about cuckolding so much?
Can someone explain what's all the cucking talk about?
All right.
This Sunday, we're going to do a rare drop, a one-off of from the $10 tier of Patreon to show all you motherfuckers what you're missing if you are not a $10 patron. We're going to drop a Mike's History Corner from 2023, I believe. The old badass president, the old bull moose, Teddy Roosevelt.
Rough Rider.
Was shot right in the fucking chest.
Hermione's old boyfriend.
That's right. That's a deep dive into Patreon.
Yeah, I don't even know where to find that.
Look, just know if you sign up for the $10 tier to hear more of these shows, you can have the whole backlog of Hermione and Teddy Roosevelt and all of that stuff. There's no, I don't know how to come back from that, but any hoodles. All right, let's get to it. The people have been clamoring.
OJ Simpson, dead of prostate cancer, 76 years old.
Bye. Oh, that's not it. We covered it.
A lot of reaction. It was my whole Twitter feed today.
It's not shocking news, though, right? Like, he's 76, he had prostate cancer.
Yeah, it's, you know. People seem shocked. I don't know why you're shocked. He's an old man with cancer.
I didn't know that he had cancer, I guess. I figure I would have.
Is that the shocking part?
Maybe. It's like, oh, shit. Like, what happened?
Like, you didn't get time to prepare yourself for the.
Usually you hear a celebrity when they're like, oh, so-and-so has cancer. And you're like, oh, shit, that sucks.
Yeah. Well, that was like the Norm MacDonald thing, right? Like, he hid how sick he was from everyone.
He didn't want to go public. Yeah. Well, sure.
And then when all of a sudden they die, you're like, oh. Yeah.
So I get that. I don't know. I don't follow OJ to know if they were public with it or not. But
Speaking of Norm did a lot of OJ jokes and I saw quite a few of them today. And
did he get kicked off SNL?
God damn, they're fucking funny as shit.
It was so good.
He did an ESPN show or something. We're talking about the Heisman. He's like, congratulations, something they can never take away from you. Unless you kill your wife, and a waiter. You see these guys in the audience. Just,
my biggest takeaway from the OJ show was that those crime scene photos were brutal. And that was, I think, the time, you know, kind of diving into all of this true crime stuff, which, you know, was new to me back then. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to look at crime scene photos anymore because this is, there was so much blood.
That's a lot.
All, like, I just remember it, like, in the back, I think the yard and, like, the walkway and the steps, it looked, it was a straight up bloodbath.
Her head was almost chopped off.
Yeah. I don't think I saw that photo. Does that exist?
I don't remember.
I just remember seeing blood. I didn't see any bodies. But that was enough for me. I didn't need to see any more. I think we posted those.
That photo exists, yeah. I think so.
We posted, I think, those photos on Instagram, and they got censored, like blurred, and you had to like click the okay to view.
Yeah, that's right.
It's wild that we posted those.
Yeah. We're rebels.
That was a time where like no one's fucking listening. What does it matter? Didn't also our the Cleveland torso murder pictures get like edited or
censored?
Those
got bounced, yeah. Oh, those are grody pictures too.
But the quality's so poor, like you almost don't even know what you're looking at, right?
Yeah, bodies are so just, you don't even picture those as a human being. Well, he posted Jack Ripper pictures. Those are pretty bad, too.
It's just weird what they censor and what they don't, though. Mm. Anyways, the OJ ones, that was fucking bloody.
A lot of people to this day think OJ's son killed them and OJ was covering for him. I mean, it's the most plausible alternative theory, I think, right?
Was this a theory we discussed at the time? I don't remember that.
Oh, who knows? I'm sure.
How was OJ covering for him, though? Like, he was just like, oh, I'm not going to.
Like, I'll take the fall, and, like, they think it's me already.
Like, just that he knows it's.
That it was him.
That it was him. Okay. He, you know, could have got himself out of jail by providing that info. He rolled the dice, and he was right.
What was his friend's name who drove the Bronco?
Al Cowling.
Yeah.
See the one that went through McDonald's?
No, that was Cato Kalin.
What was his connection?
He was just that super high dude that was living out in the pool house.
That's right.
So he was his Leon Black.
he was exactly his Leon Black.
That's from Curb Your Enthusiasm, Ian.
Okay.
RIP to Curb Your Enthusiasm. That ended also recently.
Did you like the finale?
Yes.
I loved it.
We not talked about this?
I don't think so. It was perfect.
I love that we're going to just disrespect OJ as we should by just going into a curb.
I love this so
fantastic.
Much.
Fantastic.
It was fantastic.
And I love all the callbacks to the Seinfeld finale. It was one of the most well-done finales I've ever seen.
100%. It was great.
A perfect ending to a perfect show.
I loved all of it.
Yep. I'm going to rewatch the entire series here soon. Yeah. Ian, you got to do it. You got to do it.
One of these days, I'll do it.
You got 120 episodes.
Dude, he's not watching that.
It's like me with Game of Thrones. He's like, yeah, I'm going to watch it. No, I'm not fucking lying. I'll put it on the list. It's on the list.
Let me tell you, one of the best parts of Curb the last couple seasons is Tracy Ullman, because she is so goddamn funny still.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking perfect casting.
She's so disgusting in Curb. She's so disgusting.
She's always
and repulsive.
Been,
yeah. And you see Larry's face and he's like, why am I fucking with you?
She's always been funny. She is still so fucking funny.
I did not know her till the show.
That's where The Simpsons came from. It was a short on the Tracy Ullman show from back in the late 80s.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right. Well, I'm sure we'll touch on Curb more in the future as well. Good ending. Good finale.
Caitlyn Jenner didn't have good words for OJ today.
Saw that. Good riddance, right?
Yeah.
Caitlyn was fired up. Good for her.
There was always rumors that OJ was Khloe Kardashian's father, so I saw a lot of people giving Khloe condolences on the socials today. That was always the rumor.
I remember hearing that.
Yeah, they were all intertwined. Mm-hmm. That's how, what's his face? Their dad, what's his first name?
Robert Kardashian.
Yeah. He got his kind of, I guess, big break with this.
Sure.
The Kardashians are famous because of this.
Yeah.
Like, that's why they're. Didn't we just talk about them two nights ago, too?
Well,
that show's been on forever, like Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that why they're like rich and famous, kind of?
Isn't it because Kim was inhaling Ray J's humongous cock on camera?
But I thought it was like Robert Kardashian that injected them into that Hollywood scene.
That was part of it, but I think Kim taking that Ray J pole was a big part of it too.
Well, at least someone in that family has some talent, because I haven't seen shit since. How many times has she been married? Wasn't she the one with Chris Humphreys, or was that one of the other sisters? And then she had Kanye. I guess maybe not married, because then she was with fucking Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
And now she's with another guy, but she's not married, is she?
I think she's just making up marriages. To Kanye.
All right, maybe I'm making that up.
What's her name was with Lamar Odom?
The other sister.
Mm-hmm.
So who was with Chris Humphreys? I think it was Kim.
I think that was Chloe too, no?
She's been divorced 3 times. She was married to music producer Damon Thomas.
Oh.
I have no idea who that is. Former NBA player Chris Humphreys.
Oh, you're right.
That's Kim? You're talking about Kim?
Yeah, Kim. It was they were married for 72 days.
Oh, so that's a good wedding. Mm-hmm. Till death do us part, am I right?
And then she was married to Kanye forever.
I have no idea. I don't even know why I'm talking about it.
This was like us the other day talking about fucking Grey's Anatomy.
So stupid.
And it's like, I hate that I even know that the show's still on.
Yeah, I don't even want to know that name, Kardashian. Just erase it from my fucking memory.
At this point, it's just you're famous for being famous. That's it. That's it.
Well, and fucking Ray J.
I think that's long past, though, right? Like, we got Drake's dick now. Let's move on.
Sure. Of course. I guess the big question at this point is about how much he owes the Goldmans that he never paid off, right? So I got a story about all that touches on that a little bit from earlier today.
If I had to guess, I would say that he did not pay them a lot.
He did not. You're absolutely right. Yeah. So OJ was held responsible for both Nicole and Ron Goldman's death in a civil trial. A jury awarded the aspiring actor's estate $33.5 million. OJ spent years trying to avoid the judgment, and in 2022, TMZ Sports learned that the total amount had escalated to $96 million and is likely to be higher in 2024 due to the interest rate on the court judgment. The other issue that the Goldman family faced was how little the disgraced star gave them over the years. He had only paid the Goldman estate $123,000 as of February 2021.
That is absurd.
Yeah, like Fred filed court documents in Nevada after he believed OJ was making money from autograph signings and wasn't honest about revealing his income to the court. So it's a whole kind of big deal. So those kids aren't getting that estate, I'm sure. They're going to lock that shit up unless he had trusts and it's already all, you know.
Does he still have a lot of money, do we think?
They estimated he's worth $3 million.
So no, he's got not a ton.
Not when you got a fucking $90 million judgment on you.
Nope.
So hopefully they get all of it.
Yeah. That in a perfect world, that would happen. Also, in a perfect world, they would cancel Grey's Anatomy and Keeping Up with the Kardashians and all that stuff. But we don't live in a perfect world.
We do not.
That's one of the cases, I think, OJ. I put it in like a top five for me, I think.
As in like big or like our show?
Just like favorite true crime topics.
Really?
I like the ones that have like that real cause and effect kind of build up to them. Like, you know, Rodney King and LaTosha Harlan kind of was like building up.
Who's LaTosha Harlan?
The black girl that was killed in the Korean
grocery store?
Yeah. Okay. And she didn't have anything on her.
Yeah.
Is that a hint at two subjects we're going to be covering in the future, possibly?
No, I don't think I would.
Rodney King would be a little tough to get into.
But then they failed trying the Menendez brothers. They failed trying OJ, and some of that has to do with, you know, the race issues going on.
Of course.
And then after that, then you get the Menendez brothers, the second trial, and they're like, fuck you.
We're not losing this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They call that cause and effect stuff.
Talking LA, right?
Yeah.
This is the same people we talked about in the assassination of Bobby Kennedy.
Right.
Where they fumbled all of that and just kind of pushed aside evidence.
Just those underpinnings that you're not aware of, that the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah. Those are the ones I like the most.
Sure.
Like Ruby Ridge leading to Waco, leading to all that.
Yeah, that's that.
that one, I think we did really well too, just the way we did it all together too, because yeah. it was legit, just like you said, cause and effect, right in one into the next.
A lot of the issues with OJ was his, just the brazenness after he was acquitted. Like, he didn't just go away.
If I did it
book bullshit. Like, okay, if you did this, you got away with it, just go fucking go away.
Yeah.
I think we said the same thing about Casey Anthony. Like, go away. Yeah. You got away with murder.
Right.
Why are you showing your face? Why are you shopping reality shows? Books. Go away. Like, you're absolutely right.
He did that.
Like, Live in the Shadows.
Weird rap song with the dude from Bum Fights, right? He did something real stupid.
Oh, like I don't remember that. Is that right?
Yeah.
We did something stupid. He went to prison for 9 years for armed robbery and kidnapping. Like, he got those sports memorabilia guys in a hotel room and held them there. And
he wanted his Heisman back and all his stuff.
Yeah.
Like, all that memorabilia that he considered his, but that's not how life works.
No. So he did 9 years.
When are they gonna start selling our memorabilia?
Like what?
Oh, I got some beer cans I can sell.
Your cock rings you leave all over the country?
No, I don't use cock rings, please. I'm natural.
Yeah, here's the thing. XXL magazine. Remember when O.J. Simpson made a rap song? The song actually served as a promotional tool for O.J.'s short-lived prank show, Juiced. I forgot about that. Where he would fuck with people in public and then he would run up and say, like, you got juiced.
Oh my God. Jesus. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what I mean. Or like you were saying, like, dude, go away. Why are you trying to make a reality gotcha camera show? Right.
I didn't do fucking shit.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
So I assume there's no deathbed confession or...
Fuck no.
If he did it, would he have made a deathbed confession? Does that lend credence to the son doing it theory?
I don't know. He sure seems like a dude that would go to his grave with that kind of stuff. He's a very arrogant, narcissistic person.
I mean, if you're living your whole life having already held in that you did that, are you really the kind of person that all of a sudden is going to be like, no, I need to confess this?
No.
That 1911 call that she made when he was like trying to break in the house.
Yeah.
Like you can tell that he was a real fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. Violent.
To her. Yeah.
Violent tendency.
Like she was very scared of him. So, yeah. Not great.
I saw some kind of post today that was like, Nicole Simpson is not here to even share half of the horrors that he put her through. But even if she was, none of you would believe her anyways.
That's probably true. Sure.
Yeah. It really resonated.
Hmm. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It's not one I'm going to be too upset about.
I mean, there was additional testimony in the civil trial that was pretty conclusive that he did it.
Which even we talked about that,
yeah,
right?
Like, even if you thought maybe he in the criminal trial, like, they bumbled it. Maybe he didn't do it. The civil trial was pretty conclusive, right?
Yeah.
From what I recall.
Yeah. The trial is just all politics, basically, for the most part. And then getting lucky with the glove.
Yeah. It was a weird time. I remember I worked in a big office and like everywhere in the country, everyone was glued to the radio. And depending where you were, all the black people got up and cheered that he got off and all the white people were mad. Like, it was a very weird thing.
But people were captivated.
Yeah.
I remember
the whole nation was listening, you know, like the whole country was silent listening for that verdict. It was very strange.
I remember being at the swimming pool. Like, my grandma had taken me because I was like 8 years old.
7, 6 years. What year was it? 95, 94?
94.
8 years old. So I'd been taken to the swimming pool, and then my grandma was like, no, we got to go home. I got to watch the OJ trial. It's like, I was like, what the fuck? I got out of the pool?
Grandma. Oh, what the fuck?
This fucking sucks. And so that, but like, I just, that's what I remember. Like, it was the thing.
Oh, yeah. Was the murder 94 and the trial was 95? I think that's what it was.
But even still, I was a young kid was, you know, I didn't give a fuck. I wanted to swim. I was probably dicking down some guy's wife when he was not. Wow. He had to go home to go get something, you know, some pita chips or something. And 9-year-old Mike was dicking down his wife in the bathroom, just telling, you know, showing her what a real man was like.
Yeah.
That's how I remember. Sure, that's how happened. I remember the OJ trial.
Sure. I mean, and there's obviously deeper societal questions, discussions as to why that scenario arose and stuff with black people and white people cheering opposite sides. But it was just an interesting.
Well, like he said, it was the Rodney King stuff. Like you had a lot of issues,
of course. But it was. Just,
I think this one maybe was a little more clear.
The LaTosha Harlan thing I know played a big part in that because that
I'm not familiar with that one.
We talked about it in the OJ. I know
we
did. It was like a page of notes, I think, in the OJ outlines.
I don't recall.
But that was like a clear cut. Like there needed to be something done in that. And when there was nothing done, it was like.
So this almost was a make good.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that we fucked up. So we'll let OJ go. No,
just a societal thing. Like, this is a win. This is a make.
Oh, I
like,
see what
white
you mean.
People, you don't get to be mad this time. This is a win for us type thing.
I 100%.
I think it's a deep discussion, but I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I agree also.
Yeah. There's a lot more.
Yeah, like, there's been a lot more
than what I just said.
Of course. I mean, like, we're not covering that here, but I just the point that it was an interesting juxtaposition between half the country cheering OJ on getting acquitted and half the country being like,
that's a whole,
he clearly did it.
That's a whole series of episodes that we will never have.
Of course.
There's no reason that we should be talking about anything.
Yeah, but it was just it was an interesting thing. Interesting point in history.
You know what else is interesting about that episode series? I don't remember if we did multiple parts on that.
OJ was 2 parts.
Was it?
I believe so.
That was when the Domino's first came into the show. Shitting on Domino's.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. I think so.
We took
the worst pizza in the country.
We took a photo with that Domino's pizza. One of like our first photos we took together in your basement. So that was back at that time?
Yeah, because actually it's because Domino's set record revenue numbers because of the OJ chase.
Oh, because
everyone stayed home and was
I do
pizza.
Remember us discussing that. Of course, I remember when we were talking about fucking fast food.
Mm.
That pizza is fucking terrible to this day.
I'll be honest. I've had it once in 10 years, and it's when we did it on the show. And it wasn't great.
We have that in our town square every year. They have what they call a pizza palooza. Yeah. Just a bunch of pizza trucks and stuff. You sample all the local pizza.
Yep.
I was there last summer. I'm like, all right, let me try this. It's Domino's. It's fucking terrible.
Hi, do you guys know I'm part of an award-winning podcast and we hate your pizza?
It's so fucking bad. I don't know who these people are that buy this Domino's pizza, but it has no taste. It's just
people,
it's terrible.
There's people out there that defend it.
It is
and they're
not
the same
good.
Probably dipshits that like pineapple on pizza.
It is not.
And like, if there's ever a case to be made for capital punishment, you start talking to me about pineapple on pizza, and now we're getting somewhere. You want to find common ground? Let's fucking talk common ground.
Like, Domino's used to be good pizza back, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago. They made a change in the recipe at some point. It's terrible.
It's certainly, at least what I remember last time we had it, like, tasted like almost leftover pizza. Like, it wasn't fresh, good.
Yeah,
like,
it's just
Little Caesars does this whole $5 gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's got to be cheap, but it tastes better. It's they call it hot and ready. It's hot, it's fresh, it's good.
100% better.
Give Domino's credit though. At least they cook their pizza, right, Ian?
You could say that. That could be something.
That was a cheap shot. I apologize, but I'm still mad about your wrestling comments on part one of this series we've done.
Fucking buried us.
You really did. Dave was thinking it. You said it. That's what upsets me the most.
Well.
All right. Well, that's that.
Every time I see a Bronco driving around, since there's new Broncos, I always think of OJ.
Man, I used to really like those old Broncos. Broncos. I don't know why I said it like that. Broncos too. And then when I heard Ford was bringing them back, I was like, fuck yeah. Like, I'm going to get a new Bronco. And then I saw them and I was like, what the fuck? They're so sporty-ish
looking. There's a couple models that are pretty cool looking. A lot of them.
Have they gotten better?
A lot of them are.
Well, I went with a Chevy Tahoe and I do not regret that, but.
Yeah, it needs to be boxier.
Yes.
There's something I don't like about it. Yeah.
And it needs to be boxier. It needs to be two-door with a bench seat in the second row, like the original. And I know maybe that's not what people want nowadays with kids and stuff. That's not kid-friendly. But I think that's what a Bronco should look like. I don't think you don't want four doors on a Bronco. That's not a Bronco.
Yeah.
And I agree. I don't even like boxy cars. But for a Bronco, that's what I want. I wish they had went more vintage looking with it. Dave, you'll have to show me the ones you've seen that you like, because I have not seen one that I've
liked. Some of the models are pretty cool looking.
They do have, they have like tiers of models, right?
Yeah,
like
some of the higher end Broncos are pretty cool.
You going to get a Bronco? You going to be a Bronco guy?
No.
Well, if you get a Bronco and you decide to kill someone, I'll drive you around while you're in the back hiding.
Thank you.
I will stop through McDonald's though. Also, I'm going to do a double roll on that.
You know, one other thing I want to mention is one of the best phony phone calls in history was when they were driving the Bronco that night. And it was a Howard Stern phony phone call that they played. And it was a guy, like Peter Jennings was doing ABC News live coverage. And he had Al Michaels on, the sports guy, Al Michaels. Yeah. And the guy, one of Howard Stern's listeners called because they were interrupting some show he wanted to watch. And he was pissed about the coverage. So he called in this Jamaican accent and said he was down the street from OJ's house. He's like, I see OJ in this Jamaican accent. He's like, I see him. And he be looking scared. The police are all up in here. And he goes, and Baba Booey to you all. This is so fucking funny. And then Al Michaels is like, Peter Jennings is like, oh, well, thank you for the insight. And Al Michaels, who was the big Howard Stern guy, is like, oh, the caller said something indicative in code at the end there that was indicative of the mentioning of a radio host, a radio show. That call was totally farcical. Just so
farcical. Fuck you, Al Michaels.
It's so funny. It's one of the best phony phone calls ever. ABC's live coverage of OJ, and this guy's like, I see OJ, and he be looking scared.
Prank phone calls are so fucking
the best.
Funny.
It's always funny. So that's my memory of the Bronco live coverage.
That's what you think. Is that
that's
like
what
one
I
of the
think
first?
Of,
yeah,
absolutely. Every time.
I mean, we all think of, like, when you hear OJ, you probably think of the white Bronco.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
like, that's probably everybody's.
Yeah. This was right after the Bronco got back to OJ's and pulled in the driveway and they had coverage. He's like, I see OJ and he'd be looking scared. Google it. You'll find it. It's so fucking funny.
I think you brought this up when we did the show because that sounds
best.
Familiar.
It's so funny. lest anyone be thought that was real, that call was totally farcical and was indicative of the mentioning of a certain radio host, Baba Booey to y'all.
Al Michaels went from "Do you believe in miracles?" to "This is a farcical call."
Peter's like, Peter Jennings had no idea. He's like,
back then he was 109 years old.
We've been had before. Won't be the last time. I don't know what you're talking about, Al, whatever.
Thanks, Pete. Glad you got some journalistic integrity there. We'll just put anything on the air. We don't know. It's happened. You know who wouldn't do fucking that? Carl Monday.
Never.
He's never getting pranked.
If the LAPD really wanted to solve that case, when that Bronco pulled back up to OJ's house, they should have sent Carl Monday up the front door.
Hello, Juice, Carl Monday, Channel 8 News, Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah. What do you have to say about that decapitation in Nicole's driveway?
It's July. He's got his trench coat on.
It's a bit hot out here in Brentwood.
Hey, case would have been solved that day.
Cato Kalin, what do you have to say for yourself? Were you involved in this double homicide, Cato? Did you enjoy that Big Mac, Cato?
Of course he didn't. Longtime friend of the show, Carl Monday, as said by me only. He does not necessarily even know we exist, but I like to think, I like to think he's friend of the show.
Cato Kalin became a celebrity out of this too. Like
for a bit, yeah.
Robert Kardashian got it. Yeah. Cato got it.
What's Cato doing now?
I don't know. I think he was doing like Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Sounds for right. a bit.
Like right. season 56.
Yeah, something.
Like we need people.
Mm. He's I on. I believe with, he was on one of those weird VH1 things, or maybe a Dr. Drew show, like really? Something like that. Yeah. But I mean, he got his claim to fame out of it that lasted him his whole life.
What is it, Cato Kalin?
Mm-hmm.
Cato Kalin.
Can you imagine watching like the Dancing with the Stars season and it's like Cato Kalin and Sean Spicer? And you're like, what am I watching?
Dancing with the what?
You know, like, wait a minute now.
That's a weird thing too. Like, you're a star because...
Because your friend did a murder?
Yeah. Right. You just happen to be there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Smoking weed, living in the fucking pool house.
It's a wacky world we reside in.
All right. Well, there might be updates coming with whatever happens with his estate. I was going to say this closes the book on OJ, but I don't think it does.
Depending on how his trusts or his legal affairs were in order, I think we're going to probably hear more about this legal fight. Sure.
As we will Gypsy Rose every week for the next
undoubtedly,
year.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, for a week off, this was a pretty busy fucking week. You guys got anything else?
No, enjoy that second OT of the day and
enjoy that little bonus show on Sunday.
Yeah,
little teaser.
We'll be back next week with
a good one. Did we tease? Did we say that already? What we're doing?
I think we said it rhymes with Alanda Cox.
I think we did tease that on a little intro we did for Teddy Roosevelt. We teased who we were going to do.
Yeah, an early tease now. Alanda Cox.
Oh, I want to talk about a land of cocks.
I'm sure you do, pervert.
I want to know how I stack up next to the rest of them. Probably pretty good. Pretty good. Bye.